right? Okay, so the Shach in Sifkatan Tesvav. Gam Ashikasav. And I know it's marked in your editions. In my edition, it's a little bit marked off by a Parsha Stuma. People have a Gam Ashikasav at Taurus Chata Sham de Devrei Atur Mochichen. I have two gams. One is gam ashakasa b'toras chata sham b'divrei ator, and the second one a little later is gam ashakasa b'eser b'heter sham. I want to start with the first one. We haven't.
Gam ashakasa
toras chatas. Okay. So gam ashakasa b'toras chata sham. The divrei ator mochichin kamosha kasa b'eser b'heter. Midikasa dafila b'memino shetzar shishim edrabanan ina mutar ela kesheriba b'shogei. Shma minah de belach belach mayri. So he says the tour must be talking about a case of lach b'lach, because by yavesh b'yavesh, if we already chad betray, it would not only be batal with the rice, it would be batal with the rabbanon. Nobody, you couldn't talk about being marbe aleim b'shogeg, you don't have to be batal, it's batal. So he says, ad kan dato, lo yarati l'saf dato, da tour ozel atayme, if the sfer le'dorm daloam rinan chanan b'shari surim. Yeah, the tour is, in other words, the idea that you don't say Chati Chanasas Nevela by Lach B'lach B'Asabchal. The Torah works with the assumption that you don't say Chanan by Shari Surim. V'hachim mashmi namim yidivrei Rav Yisrael Lissalim Ragosh Shari Dura Marshal Per Giranosha Shistam V'kasu D'hadakayim L'nkala Yisurim Shariba Aleim B'Shogeg Mutarim Davka B'davar Yavesh Leishin R'hachi Aval Lo B'davar Lach Yish Bo No Sein Tam. So in other words, the fact the Kayim L'nchanan Ad Kan. So the fact that the Torah says that it's batel by lach b'lach is not because he holds that you don't say chanan by lach b'lach. It's because you don't say chanan by shari surim. And he says v'lo machalkim enoda olo v'ulai gam harav chazav v'lakach lo kasav din zeh b'hagaosav v'tzarech iim. So he says that he points out that others who have this din do not distinguish by chanan, by Noda and Lo Noda, and he says that maybe the Ramah changed his mind, and that's why he doesn't actually quote that sheet in Haggah in the Shulchan Aruch. Remember what the Ramah says in the Shulchan Aruch here. First thing he says is that Hanan, that Riba Lam B'Shogeg doesn't help you in a situation where you say Hanan. But, in other words, it could be you don't say Hanan by Yavesh B'Yavesh, so Riba certainly works there, Riba Lam B'Shogeg. And you may not even say Chanan by Lach B'Lach, according to some, which we hold like Malcolm Hesem Ruba, but you definitely say it by a Chaticha, which was Bala Isser. It doesn't matter, whatever you add on afterwards, the Chaticha still Nasis Nevela. And then the Ramah says, there are those who say that even if you don't say Chanan, if it's Noda Tarovis, it's Aser. Right? That's what he says here in the last part. That V'yesh Omen, Da'fila B'Malcolm D'Lamrin Chanan, Lo mahani aheter levata lem nitosav kodem shenoda taroves. Avam noda taroves kodem lo mahani mash nitosav achar kach. So, the Shach continues. Gam ashakasav eiser v'heter shenoda afilu b'makom dolamin nechanan. Im noda asur, af b'shogeg. Right? So remember, the eiser v'heter had two comments about chilukim between noda and noda. One is that you don't say chanan unless it's noda. And number two is that you don't say that im hosif b'shogeg, that it's batel if noda. Right, here's both sides. One's a huge kula, and one's a huge chumra. So now the Shach has dismantled sort of the huge kula, that you don't say chanan if it's lo no da taroves. And he says maybe the Ramah himself never accepted it, because the Ramah doesn't quote it in Hagos Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Toras Chatas, it's in the Darkei Moshe, but ultimately it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes. What? You see?
So this last piece that we just read is just going to show that the Ramah doesn't hold up.
He just, that last line, literally, he said maybe the Ram himself, Ramah backed away from it because he doesn't quote it here.
So the thing with the Tur and the Yavesh B'Yavesh, he was trying to prove that Noda doesn't apply.
No, I think he was going back to the point on Lach B'Lach. The previous paragraph, you know, it's probably a misleading break in the paragraph here. And as this goes back on the last paragraph where he was trying to prove that the Rishonim don't hold a bechiluk. If you hold Chanan, there's no difference between Lach B'Lach and Bala Iser. And Rama's whole point is he was trying to justify the tour within the from the vantage point of someone who holds of Hanan, but holds this is a lach balach situation. Therefore, you, in, even by Basa Mechalim, you don't even have to ask the Shaila, because there's no Hanan by lach balach. So the Shach finish is demonstrating in this paragraph that the tour, the fact that he says what that Reba b'shogeg by lach balach, and as the Rama says, it has to be lach balach because the tour talks about even if you had a robe but you didn't have shishim and you married b'mezid, it's usur. So but you married b'shogeg, obviously it's mutter. But what about chaticha nasas avela? So the Rama says, you see, the tour does not hold of a chanan by lach balach. The Shach says that's ridiculous. Of course he does or can. This is talking about Shari Surim. Shari Surim, there's no Hanan period according to the Torah. The Torah Paschal is like Rabbeinu Ephraim. So once you can't say that there's no Hanan by Lach Balach, wherever you hold Hanan applies, whichever set of Isurim, limited or expansive, you hold, so then there's no way of getting around that within the Torah to suggest as the Ramah does. As you can't explain the Torah, the Rama wanted to say, you know, the Rama's whole kasha was, why does the Torah not ask, he holds at least by Basa B'chalav Hanan? His answer was Lach Balach. Lach Balach, the Torah is dealing with Lach Balach, and there's no Hanan by Lach Balach, period, no matter what you hold.
Isn't he dealing with the you don't know that answer?
So I think that this is, he was on a little bit of a detour. And he's going back and forth. And the last part, he comes back to that again. He then quotes the others, right?
So he's kind of attacking...
In other words, the Yamshel Shlomo and the Trumas Hadeshin, who hold a Chanan by Shari Surim, say that by Davar Lach, we hold Chanan. And they make no distinction between Noda and Lo Noda. Right? So you see again, they don't hold of the distinction between Lach Balach versus Chaticha Shebala Iser. And that can't be your solution in the Torah, nor do they cite this distinction between Noda and Lo Noda.
So he's still kind of really focusing on that part.
He's got two pieces. Okay. So now, Gamash Akasav Esav Heter Sham Dafi Lebamakom Dolamri Nechanan Im Noda Osir Af Bishogeg. That's the Rama quotes here. Mafarish the Mashakasa Vatur Vizelashonu Kasu Besefer Mitzvah Shetzarcha Chacham Lachkar in Nasnu Mayim Bikdei Rach Shenasnu Eisur Shosu Namayim in Starf and Matal Eisur Veniri Lin Sorech Shafilu Hosef Mayim Achakach Hakayim Alon Kol Eisur and Shiriv Lam Bishogim Mutarim Vein Lachu Shem Akiv and Harbes Bemezin Shemanu Lachu Shlezeh Gan Lo Namin Mashin Omer Lo Namin Lo Mashem Lo Shaluriba Ad Kan Lashono of the tour. Nice Chazar. Zahainu Below Noda Bintayim Avo Benoda Gama Tur Moda De Oser. The Torah be mode that if you knew about the taroves before you added the water in, it would be awesome. The lo nehira. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't seem to be so. The ode, the imkain, my hisigal sefer mitzos. What when the, why was the Torah arguing on the sefer mitzos? Why do you think it was wrong? Dilma sefer mitzos chayesh shenas nubamayim bishoge acha shenoda. That's the way the Yisroel Mitzvah himself explained the Sefer Mitzvah. The reason why he says that the person has to ask whether or not there was water added is not because of Hanan, but because of, if he knew about the Taroves, then La'achar Shinoda Taroves, Riba Lan B'Shogeg doesn't work. Now, Danny, that's the answer to your question, which is there another way to read the Sefer Mitzvah other than Hanan? And the answer is, yes, because the Yisroel Mitzvah did. Right, he read it as saying, "Oh, that's also because noda hataroves, therefore ribalem even b'shogeg doesn't work."
No, he didn't read the
what's that?
He didn't read the continuation.
In other words, no, you don't have to. That doesn't mean the Sefer Mitzvah doesn't hold of Hanan by Shari Surim. It just means that you could read independent of that particular issue. V'afshe b'darkei Moshe nitchak liyashiv esah. The Syria, the Latour, the Hadalo Hashinan, the Mistama, and why are we not Choshesh? The Mistama in another time you have a Balachacham Lashal Adkan, right? The Darkei Moshe answered that question. Why is it the Torah, if he holds that there's a chiluk, that if no da Hataroves, that Riba Aleim Beshogeg doesn't work, why does the Torah think you have to ask the question? The answer is because Mistama, it's not going to happen that way, because Mistama, the Torah thinks, this is what the Ramah says in the Darkei Moshe, Mistama, as soon as the Torah, you know about the Taroves, you come ask the Shaila. Right, before you even have the chance to be Marbar Lam B'Shogeg, so it's not going to come up. That's why you don't have to ask. So even though the Rama said that, nonetheless, Mikol Makom, Masha Kasav Ator Ve'en Lacho Shema Kiven Laharbos B'mezin No Asi Shapir Lefize Medakdek V'timsa Kal. What's that mean? What's the Shach's Raya here? Yeah, see?
I guess really, if the wrong if the Ramo was right, I guess it should say Bein Chalim Lachush Shema Kibein Maharbos Benoda or something like that.
Well, I would just say the following. The Torah says you don't have to worry Shema Kibein Laharbos Bemezid. How can you be Bechavein Laharbos Bemezid if we're dealing with a case of Lonoda? Yeah. Well,
once it was Noda, you go to ask the Shaila. But if you want to trick the rabbi, obviously you're going to add your stuff before you go ask the Shaila, if it's Bemezid. If Peshoge in Hachinami, as soon as you know you're going to ask, you're not trying to do anything wrong. But if you are trying to make sure it's going to be Mutter, you'll add the stuff before asking.
Are you going to lie to the rabbi?
You won't lie, you'll say you added it. In other words, if you're trying to fix the problem, you might try to fix the problem before you ask the rabbi. But if you're not trying to do anything related to the problem, you ask the Shaila immediately. I don't think it's a strong line.
Okay. Do you think that the Shachman and something else, you think that's with his Raya, but you don't agree with it?
I'm not sure. It's okay. Strong enough to be his Raya, but not strong enough to necessarily convince him.
Okay, fine. We're all happy. All right. Elavadai afilu noda bintayim shari, kevan shariba b'shogei, v'hachei mashmi divrei aposkim. The O tema, this is a better question. E tema, afilu hecht lo shayach lo machanan, eina mutak shariba b'shogei, el blo noda im kein hadatam b'perakei detrumos. Saw trumach, and after all the pachas meyacholin, he'achach nachlu ba'od cholin, im shogei mutter b'mezid aser. But kamar la b'yishalmi duadin lecholi suin shariba aleim b'shogei mutter b'mezid aser. The hachar mina mekamaduch teikol isuin shariba aleim b'shogei mutar mezid aserim. He's now looking at the formulation. Im kain hay shogei giya mochach lefarish kodem shenoda. Right, it's not enough to be shogei; it has to be kodem shenoda. V'im kain echi pal shuv alav im b'mezid heich shayach mezid kishelo yada. Then it's darich litchok v'lomar the shogeg haynu kodem shana taroves uvemezid haynu achash shana taroves. The shogeg have kimezid. The only way it's going to work out is to say that when it says kol yisurin shariba leim b'shogeg mutar means kodem shanoda, the achar shanoda would be even if it's shogeg, we call it b'mezid. So it's always aser because shogeg once you know about the taroves is kimezid. So it's obviously self understood the difficulty. In other words, again, the whole point is once no da taroves, so the issue is not that you did it amazing. The issue is that it's no da taroves. So the Gemara shouldn't have said shogeg yala amazed lo da yala. It should have said no da lo yala or lo no da yala no da lo yala. Yehuda.
Wouldn't it be somewhat suspicious if you say I found out there was some iser and then I accidentally spilled in more than enough heter to be mevatel it after I figured out there was some iser in this pot? I don't think that.
Firstly, the few questions we can ask about shogeg, the Taz has a discussion. I think he is nota lekula, and I haven't seen anybody argue. The Shach is not masig and Kuz Akesa. What happens if you didn't know it was Asa? The definition of shogeg is a. What?
Famous
Maharik. Famous Maharik.
Shogeg's been like.
You know the famous Maharik?
About adultery.
Yes. Let's say Ramosha has a tshuva about this, by the way. It's a horrible tshuva. Very appropriate to this election season. About a woman who did it, I think, with the permission of her husband.
No, that's like...
No, that's a famous story. I'm not repeating that story now. Okay, that's like yeshiva boy titillation. But Ramosha's tshuva, Ramosha's tshuva was about this very issue when the husband gave Rishus. And they didn't know it was Usher. So the Rama, I think, at the end of Avin Ezer, near very close to end, quotes two deos about this. One is the Maharik raises the question whether or not we say a woman, we say that a woman who's Ishish Zinsa is Asur Labailas, so what happens if she did it Bishogeg? If it was Nensa. If she thought the guy, it was like Shlomis Bas Divri, at least in one version of the matter, she realized it wasn't her husband. Just a genuine shogeg. So then, okay, so then the din she's not asura labayla. Eishes Kohen's asura because she's a shame zona. Eishes Yisrael is mutaris because even though the shame zona, it's not that she's not asura labayla. So the question is, what happens if a woman thinks that that it's mutter? She knows asur. Or Beis Yaakov, they only got up to the seventh commandment or something. So she knew you're not allowed to kill your husband when he does something stupid, but she didn't know Los Enef wasn't this. So that's the question. What's the din? So the Maharik thinks that maybe she should be Asura. Even though normally B'chol Tarakula, Shogeg, is, the classic Shogeg is Omer Mutter. There are a few exceptions. Like with Sicha, Omer Mutter is a Shogeg Karav Lemezit. But by Shabbos, the classic, the odd Shabbos Shogeg is not knowing it's Shabbos, because that borders on Misasik, actually. You're not fully aware of the Metzias. You're aware of the physical Metzias. You're not aware of the temporal Metzias. But the classic Shogeg is Omer Mutter. You don't know it's Asur to eat this. So you didn't know it's Asur to do this. So Mitzicha Omer Mutter is the Ari Mikla don't protect. It's Shogeg Karav Lemezit. This far, I think, is obvious. But the question is, what about by this? So the Maharik thinks that the distinction doesn't hold here, because he says that even if she was an Omeris Mutar, nonetheless, the Torah says Umala Vomaal. In other words, Asur, the Isha Levaila, is the Me'ila. And even a woman doesn't know that it's Asur to commit adultery. She didn't know that there was the seventh commandment, whatever it is. That depends. Depends how you count the commandments. Whatever it is, she didn't know Los Enef. She knew Nusach and Har Aseres HaDibros, and she didn't know about Los Enef. Nonetheless, she knows that she's betraying her husband. That she understands. If I'm not mistaken, the Maharik himself might use this to explain, or they use this to explain. The Rambam seems to paskin against the Gemara. The Gemara in Yavama says that Pitui Tan is an onus. That if a girl below the age of Godlos, below the age of Narus, is Mizana, the Ratzon, that's treated as Shogeg. The famous Tosus in Ksubas Daf Tes, where that's part of the... it seems to be assumed by the... I don't want to say it's assumed by the Gemara, but Tosus certainly is working with that assumption, that Pitui Tan owns him. That famous Tosus in Daf Tes and Alfin Ksubas, that's Sveik Sveika. So the question is, what do you do with the Gemara in Yavamas? How does the Rambam paskin that Ketanah is in? So I think she says Asur Labayla. So some want to say because of this Maharik. I don't know if the Maharik himself says this for the Rambam. Umala Voma. You still have to explain what you do with the Gemaras, but Kiv Yeager points out the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tes Amud Aleph, if you don't read it like Tosfos, maybe how the Rambam knew that Pitui Ketanah Lavonus, so we don't paskin that way. But the question is, what? Okay, so Pitui Ketanah Lavonus, but why? She's a Shogegas. The answer is because Umala Voma. Anyway, so yes, the Taz found occasion to quote that particular issue. The question is here. What? Well, it is... the reason he quotes it is because it's one of the few cases we have where Omer Mutter might not be considered Shogeg.
Right. There was very little reason to, bring that in.
Why? If you don't have another case of Omer... you want to compare... No, the Taz is entertaining the possibility that Omer Mutter will be Asur. Omer Mutter won't be considered Shogeg. So you got to find a case where Omer Mutter is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and it's treated... not treated as a Shogeg, and that's probably the only case. Ritzicha is not going to be quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Hilchos Galus are not in Shulchan Aruch. So, anyway, that's what the Taz, I think Taz's maskana is, that Omer Mutter is a Shogeg here. Yeah, Yehuda?
What is Omer Mutter? There are two possibilities. Is it that you think it's Mutter to Mivatos Lodatila, or you think it's Isser Mutter?
What do you mean, this Isser Mutter?
You think this is not something it's Asati?
In the first place.
So, which one?
No, the whole point is the former. If you don't realize that this stuff is Isser, you weren't miskaven levatel Isser. You thought it was Mutter. Mm-hmm. Then it means you know that this is Asser. But I'm a genius. I have a solution. Just add in more.
No, you could think that this taste would change the taste of your dish. You don't want to change the taste of your dish. And you could add more food to make the dish taste like the original kavana. You could have kavana be levatel tam without one.
So then your intention is not to be mevatel the Isser. Whatever. Okay, anyway, so the Taz thinks the guy doesn't know that it's Asur. He has chanced upon the genius solution of solving this problem of the world, and he figured the way he's going to make the Asur Mutter is by simply adding in Heter. Okay, anyway, so that is what the Shach says. So now we can turn our attention, however, to Ein Mevatlin Isur L'chatchila, which is in some ways the less technically lubnish, but very interesting, very, very, very interesting case that we have here. It raises some very interesting issues. So, firstly, how do we know that Ein Mevatlin Isur L'chatchila? Anybody know? What's the Malka?
It's the Gemara.
Yes. So the answer is it Mistama is. But not in those words. It is explicit in Trumas. Where does it say in Trumas? Bishoge yala b'mesed lo yala. How can it be b'mesed lo yala? If it's mutta to be mevata lisser, why isn't it ola? So I agree. The Gemara, the Mishnah never. I ask you. Yes, the point is that. I'm sorry.
No.
So the point is that yes, the Mishnah doesn't. The Mishnah in Trumas doesn't use that formulation. But in essence, it actually does state the principle, right? Because otherwise, if b'shogeg yala, what does that tell you? As a general rule, if we distinguish between shogeg and mezid, what does that tell you? What? No. I mean, yes, it does, but what does that tell you, ekroni, about what you're dealing with?
In Vesper terms, it means isegava, not isegasta. The thing isn't usher, it's just usher to do something. Some action is usher, not the thing itself.
Well, that's really, you got to go much further than that.
Fundamentally mutter and the Rabban were cunnings.
Correct. It's probably hard to find a case where midda oraisa, when done b'mezid, it's usher, and done b'shogeg, it's mutter. The action is prohibited. The totsa'a is hard to imagine the classic shogeg versus mezid. So, for example, in other words, I suspect that even, let's say, something like kilayim. If you plant kilayim not knowing that it's asr, but knowing exactly that what you're planting, it probably is still equally asr. In other words, the byproduct. If the byproduct is mutter, it probably also doesn't matter that you did it. Now, obviously, the difference is when you do things amazing, show you Torah, but in terms of the byproduct being asr mutter, I can think of one, maybe. If we don't pass it in this way, but if your whole Masa Shabbos is asr, like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, the Braisa is quoted at full in Baba Kama in Perek Merubah. It's not quoted at full length in Perek Kira in Shabbos. I don't know if any sugyas outside of Shabbos they quote the full Braisa, but three shitas about Masa Shabbos. Rabbi Meir is the most makel, Rabbi Yehuda is in between, Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler is Machmir. It's a machlokas Hamoraim. Some Hamoraim claim that Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler shita is that Masa Shabbos is asr midaraisa. So it is possible, although I'm not sure it's beferish there, that you distinguish. I don't know if he actually distinguishes Mason and Shogi, but he might. The Gemara might say beferish. So that's highly usual. We don't pass in that way, and it's not even clear Rabbi Yochanan Sandler held it was an Issa Daraisa, yeah.
What if you're like Zoic Evan, the Margulis, you want to destroy the statue, or something like that? Would the Evan become a Kovet Lavodazara?
It would depend whether what you did was considered a Maisa Lavodazara. Now, the Zoic Evan, the Margulis might, the answer is it probably would be, and you chayv chatas, because even though you might not have intended it that way, it raises other complications. I'm not going to tell you you're never going to find such thing. I'm just telling you it's highly unlikely. The fact that something is asr b'shoge, muta b'shoge and asr b'mezid would suggest that what you're dealing with, the distinction of the byproduct is not a daraisa. So when it comes to the Nezikin case, it seems unlikely, not impossible, but unlikely that if when you're medameo or metame or menase chadavar shachaveiro. Now, again, some of that might be in Isidoraisa, but the chiv of nezek, and you can see it in the sugya, hezek shenunikar either is a hezek or it's not a hezek. And the Gemara assumes that shogeg and mezid should have the same din, and the only difference between shogeg and mezid is whether or not you made a knas when really you shouldn't have paid at all, or whether you removed the knas for some type of ulterior purpose. It's one of my favorite Gemaras, where you have to sometimes think twice, but then it becomes amis. The Gemara has one sheet that hezek shenikar is called hezek, and that's why you have to pay. So why did they pat you b'shogeg? The answer is so that you'll tell your friend. Otherwise, we're afraid you accidentally metameh and dameh menaseh, and you won't tell your friend. So then the question is, well, then why did they pat their mezid so he'll also tell him? No. Because a mezid, of course, is going to tell him. The whole pleasure of doing a mezid is so to be menasek somebody's wine and never tell him. There's no pleasure in that. So you theoretically you're machshim, but God's going to punish you, not him, right? The only pleasure you get out of him is say, guess what? I was menasek your wine. But that's the whole point of it. So you don't need to make a knas to induce him in order to tell you that the that he's menasek.
Well, unless you hold it, there's like some sort of metaphysical law.
Obviously, the Gemara didn't assume that way, and didn't assume anybody was silly enough to hold that way. Okay. All right. That's payback for Machesh from there, okay? Fine.
I don't...
What's that?
A lot of Rishonim held that way, and I think they'll like, I wouldn't call this Rishonim silly, but...
Excuse me? What Rishon says? The Gemara says it. No Rishon says otherwise. The Gemara says that B'mezeh, there's no need to make a canasta.
Okay, I'm saying by Machos or Esrit broadly, there's like sort of like metaphysical wrong.
No, but no person thinks to do that to someone else and never tell them. Because the assumption is in that case, here's the way it works. When I do an Eid Chazer B'shogeg, there's a metaphysical wrong. When you are machil, no, I want to respond. When you are machil me, chazir b'shogeg, the assumption is it's fair to assume that you receive all the onish, all the metaphysical blame and damage is attached to you who were machil me, and I didn't know about it.
That's what I was...
The Ramban would probably think it still affected you.
Very nice.
People
don't do, but yes, but that's not what people who would be mitameh, mitameh, menaseh, the veim shel chavero are not the kinds of people thinking, "Oh, I want to be mitamtim his leave." Okay. It's I want to stick it to him, and you only do that when you tell him. Okay. So anyway, so bottom line is there is a gemara that would strongly suggest that in a mishnah in Trumas. Okay. In the meantime, however, the gemara in Gittin says. Sam, read. Stop talking and read, will you? Why not? Read anyway. Okay, so I think Rabbi Yehuda was not Konesh Shogeg Atumezit here, I think, because it's the Rabbanon. Sefer Rami.
Rami de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbanon. De Tanya Natu ben Nitzau Echa Shogeg Echa Mezit. Lo Yalu. De Rabbi Meir.
Ve Rabbi Yehuda.
De Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi ver Shimon Omrim ve Shogeg Yalu ve Mezit Lo Yalu.
So if the Rimone Badon, which are not Betelos, fall down, you drop these, or the Gozei Parach, which are better actually, the Gozei Parach, it's such a great double entendre now. Need to break apart, yes. The Gozei Parach, Parach is the name of a place. Okay? So the Gozei Parach fall, and they split open. There must be some fall, I'm not really sure. Walnuts, could you imagine the walnuts falling and the shells just...
They don't break open.
If they fell into, if you dropped a walnut onto concrete from 20 feet up, would it actually crack it open? That would just bounce. Whatever. Okay. So anyway, if they fall and they get crushed, so guess what? Now the Egoze parent of Orla or Kiloi, can't be Kiloi Kerem, it's got to be Orla. In fact, are Betelos. Why? Because you already had. More than 200 times that taken Egedisir. So why was it not Batel? Well, because it's Dabar Sheba Minyan. It's the Shisha Dvarim. Egozei Parach, and Rimone Badan, and so on and so forth. So once they, however, break open, they're no longer Shlemos, so it's no longer Dabar Sheba Minyan. So Naflum and Spatsu, nonetheless, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda prohibit Shogeg, and presumably because Akansin and Shogeg got to Mezit. So the Yerush says, and how do I know there's only Shaila in aid the Rabban on here, Bahahacha. Yes, so the answer is. They're going to come to Mimarim. So what will happen? He'll say, so if you actually read, what is he going to say? He's not going to say that they fell and broke open on their own, just by accidentally it happened. Nope. Because if that's the case, you could say it for the other things as well. Rashi seems to understand that, of course, he split open the Egozei Parach on purpose. However, what his taina is my intent wasn't to be mevatel the iser. I was making walnut stew. When you make walnut stew, you have to crack open the walnuts, otherwise you can't use them. Right? The Mishnah in Chulin assumed, it is assumed, let's say I had wheat, of Truma and Chulin that got mixed together. And right now, because apparently when you grind up the wheat, the volume increases. Oh, is that true? And that's what the assumption seems to be. And if you normally, but let's say right now, the way it works, or maybe it's the other way, I don't remember. Whichever way it is, that the volume... So let's assume the volume increases, but it just makes it grind it up. Now you have wheat of chul and wheat of truma, which get mixed together. Right now you don't have quite 100 times the chul and the truma, because the chul in itself wasn't ground up yet, but the truma was already ground up. If you were to grind up the wheat fully now, with it being the chulin, basically grinding up the chulin, which is mixed in with the truma, it would increase the volume of the chulin. So before, until now, it wasn't batel. Nonetheless, if you grind it up, it will be batel, because then you'll look at the final volume. Are you allowed to do that? And the answer is yes. That's not called a mebatlis l'chatchila. Why? Because that's your intent. It's not per se for the bittul. That's what you do with the flour. That's a normal outcome. So Rashi, appears, holds that by being metame and by being medamea, the action itself doesn't require any intent. Meaning, when you do the action, the thing is tame. It's hard to get up there and say, I did it, but I didn't intend to be metame. I didn't intend to make it meduma. You did exactly that. Right? However, when it comes to it's hard to get engaged in a harama there. However, when it comes to the bittul isser, so there it's very easy to say, oh, I ground it up and I smashed them open and my intent wasn't to be mevatel the isser. That's why Rabbi Yehuda is konesh. He says, when it's something which is purely dependent upon an intent, not just the action, where it's easy for you to pretend that you weren't doing it in the usser dika fashion, then we just prohibit it. No difference between shogi and mason. Yehuda?
Problem. Why don't we say this? When you eat it, you'll break the bug apart, it won't be a barrier, and it'll be butthole with the food in your mouth.
Because if you... Excuse me. That's a klutz kasha. If I take an ant, and I stick it in my mouth, and go... and swallow it. Ah! When I swallowed it, it wasn't whole. The answer is obviously the halacha assumes that once it enters your mouth whole, that's a violation of the din.
Uh-huh. So it's not nut.
Now, presumably, I imagine if you take a little ant, you say, hi, nice to meet you, chomp, eat its head off, that's hatsi shir, right? At the next point... grasshoppers too, right? You could do that too. I didn't know you had this other side to you, Danny. Okay. I didn't know you had this other side to you. That you thought it delightful to eat grasshoppers alive. You seem to be delighted. Delightful, yeah. So I think that the answer is that once you put it in your mouth, even though you're correct, if you were to spit it out, otherwise you do away with the whole isser barrier, right? Right. Only the way you would have a barrier is if you hold the ant up and you go, bombs away, open your mouth and...
No, or it's more than shish in your mouth. The only way this whole thing...
No, firstly, it's not true because we assume... firstly, it might be batel less than shishim. And secondly, I'm talking about getting malchus on the barrier.
Uh-huh.
Right? You're probably not getting malchus in that case.
But we do say that you need hanas goron, because we talk about...
Goron. I agree, but what I'm telling you is I think that mitzad... a davar eating a beria less than a kazayis and being chayiv, I could be wrong. I don't assume that you're mechuyev to swallow it whole. I assume that once you put it in your mouth hole, that's the din. You know, I'll give you another example. Again, it's a odd proof from silence. But you know, there's a famous Tosus who has a suffik, a Tosus of Brachos, about whether you can eat a single grape. What's the problem with eating a single grape?
It's not a
kazayis, but it's a beria. It's some Yushalmi. So Tosus recommends against doing that. So I have a simple solution. You want to eat a single grape, you know what you do? Bite half of it off. Chew. Forget that, because that might be too dainty. How about just put it in your mouth and chew it? And before you swallowed, you've broken it up. So it's not a berry anymore. It's not eating. If that grape were chopped in half before you put it in your mouth, presumably you're not... no bracha horna. We can engage in this all day long and play pilpul. Thank you. You're a lot of fun. You'd be a lot of fun to have a chavrusa with. That's great, but we'd get nowhere probably. But nonetheless, that would be... not that we get nowhere. We would just learn shas this way as opposed to this way. You'd eventually get to all of it, just not the direct route, which is probably fun for some people. But so anyway, so my assumption is that once you put it in your mouth, that you've already crossed the barrier threshold. I'm sorry?
Don't try eating bites at
home.
Yes. But if you really want, just put your mouth under the tap in the bathrooms, because I don't think the water's filtered there. Okay. Anyway, fine. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has The first issue with this, there seems to be a chiluk between shogig and mezib when it comes to whether or not the bittul, whether or not you're allowed to eat an iser that was nisbatel. It's a machlokas atanoim whether or not we'll make up a shogig. Okay, now let's turn to the one of the major sources here, because it's really the source of the whole machlokas harishonim, which is the Gemara in Beitza. Gemara in Beitza says, Sam. Speaking of that word, nashru, but it's not nashru, the word nishru, what does it mean to be sharoi b'tainis? What does that mean?
To be soaked and
fast. Okay. I was thinking of the word nashru, because nashru can also be nishru. It's a side that somebody spoke and made a passing observation. They thought it was an odd thing. Sharoi b'tainis does not mean to be soaking in tainis. It means to be yoshei b'tainis. What is hashras hashchina? Is it hashras hashchina? The Eretz Yisrael Targum for Yashav, when it means to dwell and not sit, is Shra. Shari B'tanis means, you know, enveloped in, dwelling in. It's like it's really Yoshei B'tanis. Okay? And those are two different roots. Shore is to dwell and Shore to soak in Hebrew, because in Aramaic, one is a shin and the other is a tuf.
So it shouldn't be Sharoi, it should be Shroi or something. So you shouldn't have the
comments. No. It is Hebrew. But it is the meaning of, you know, it's an Aramaism, if you want to call it that. It's the Hashras Hashchin, it is a Hebrew root. But it's not, there are two Hebrew roots, Shin, Re, Shud. One of them is really Shin, a real Shin, and one of them is the Thuf in Proto-Semitic. Because it's Aramaic, it's a Thuf. So they both look like Shin, Re, Shud in Hebrew, but one of them means to soak, and one of them means to dwell. So it is Sharui, you're correct. In Aramaic, it wouldn't be Sharui, it would be Shri, like Siv, would be the passive participle. So anyway, I saw Eitzim Shenashru made me think about it, because there is a question, Kalim Shenashru B'mayim or Shenishru B'mayim, the Mishnah in Shabbos. So here, this is called Eitzim Shenashru Min HaDekel. They fell off the tree. The root is Nun Shin Resh. Is that Biblical Hebrew, by the way? Nun Shin Resh. I think the answer is yes, but it's not a Resh in Biblical Hebrew. It's a lamed. And ki yishal seisecha, I don't think so. Yeah. You have other places. Yeah, correct. I think that nun. What'd you say? Excellent. Okay, he's been around me too long. Liquid switch. There you go. All right. Enough diktuk. Diktuk is a mitzvah. Let's move on. Eitzim shenashru min hadekel l'toch hatanah b'yom tov. So what do you do? Right. The problem is you don't want to be nana from the atzei muktzah. You also can't. You don't want to really be able to. You can't sort of move the wood around because it's muktzah. That'd be the real bigger problem. So the answer is you add another eitzim. So the Gemara says, ah. But when you're moving all the wood around, you're moving this around also. So the Gemara says. Okay. So in other words, basically, since the rov is heter, we don't, even though you could distinguish in theory the. The, I mean, it's an odd case, because maybe you really can't tell the difference between the old wood and the wood. Maybe not.
How did this happen?
Yeah, and some branches flung. Hurricane Matthew came along and blew some branches off the... Exactly. Stranger things have happened. I understand. I can't tell whether or not you can actually distinguish the wood or not, or whether how much of this is just a legal fiction, which may in itself have to do with the machlokas harishonim, how to read the end of the Gemara. Go ahead. But this, by the way, is a beautiful example of a machlokas harishonim of how to read a sugya, and the differences in reading a sugya in terms of understanding what the Gemara's answer is responding to. So, the Gemara then says, Keba... but Tanan... You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara's answer is? So by the Raisa you're not allowed to. By Nisa the Raisa you're not allowed to be Mevato. By Nisa the Rabbanon you're allowed to be Mevato. Muktzah is an Nisa the Rabbanon. There is a Shita. There is a Shita. We don't pass it in that way. It would seem Rabba who holds.
He seems to be like the majority of the Gemara also.
You mean the opening Sugya?
Yeah.
There's a large discussion, but in the end we don't accept Rabba's opinion. No, certainly it's not a Daraisa. So, the Gemara here is assuming, this is towards the end of that sugya, actually, the Gemara here is assuming that Muktzah is an Issa d'Rabbana. Fine. And now the Gemara says, Ravashi. Ah, but if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because wait till after yantiv, and it won't be muktzeh anymore. All the wood will be muktzeh. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So the Gemara's answer is. Right, Rav Ashi's chumrah that no saying tam that the davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel is only when the iser is still extant. But here the hanah especially is from something that's being burned up, being consumed. And therefore, there's no problem, even davar sheyesh lo matirin is batel. So many Rishonim understand that the Gemara, you read the Gemara linearly. And basically, the answer is, and Issad Rabbanon, Issad Araisa imevat l'chatchila, Issad Rabbanon imevat l'chatchila, but no, it's not that you're not allowed to be mevatel a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's that a davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel. In other words, it's not that there's an issur to add the wood, but it won't help you, according to Rav Ashi. The answer is, but even Rav Ashi is moda when the wood is being consumed, that mikla kali isura and davar sheyesh lo matirin will, in fact, have bitul. It's a strange kind of thing, because the woman you're violating the issur. As if you tell me, once the stuff gets burned, the hanah from the davar sheyesh lo matirin is mutter because it's batel, because it's mikla kali isura, I understand. But what's the real problem here? Is that kamahapeich bi isura? The Gemara's answer is that it's batel. Ah, but there is no bitel. So how exactly does it answer? It seems entirely clear. But that's not the crux of the machlokas that we've shown him here. The crux of the machlokas is, once you get to Rav Ashi's answer, do we still need the first answer of the Gemara? Or maybe, once you say mikal kali surah is the reason why you're allowed to be marda etzim uchanam and avatlan, then it could be that by other isurim the rabbanon, there is no heter. It's only... only by Mikla Kali Sura, and maybe, by the way, maybe even by Doraisis, if you had such a case, Mikla Kali Sura might be mut, I'm not sure, like let's say you had Eitzim, that would be Eitzim of Asherah. Eitzim of Asherah fall in, by chance, he really, okay, Matthew here, carried some wood from some voodoo island in the Caribbean where they practice voodoo and blew the wood all the way into your oven in let's say, Teaneck, New Jersey or something like that, or... Or Highland Park, New Jersey, you know, or Far Rockaway, or Newton, not Newton, right?
No,
Brighton, sorry. I don't know my Boston suburbs so well. Okay, I'm sorry if I'm missing. And or Long Island, I forget the Long Islanders. I think I got just about everybody, right? In Chicago. Now it's Washingtonite, so it doesn't matter. Okay. And the five towns. Don't want to forget there. Don't want to. Okay, so it seems... Took Super Hurricane Matthew, a Category 7 hurricane that blew the Atzei Asherah from Jamaica all the way into your oven. Okay, and now, are you allowed to be Marbar Eleitzim Latin? It's an Issa Deraisa, except that it's Mikkel Kali Yisur. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how the Rush wants to read it, because the other way, it's not so typical you're going to deal with an Issa Deraisa then. But it really, the whole Machlokas Harishonim, is based upon how you read, the major machlokas is how you read this. So, if you take a look... Of course we pass like Rav Ashi. He's a basroi. Nobody, I think, argues on Rav Ashi. Meaning, in the Mishonim, nobody's going to reject it. The question is, what did Rav Ashi say? Yeah.
We have the same type of machlokas by Grachot, right? By Shiva Milan Garaita. So we have an argument to the Gemara, and the question is, do we get to the Maskana, do we reject everything we said in between...
That happens all the time. It's why the word, although it doesn't matter here in this sugya, the most important word in Shas is?
Hello.
Thank you. You know, he's been in this year too long. What? Yeah, I said that before. Then he's been hanging around me too long. The most important word in Shas is Ella. Anybody who's learned extensively understands what that means immediately. And Ella is the word that marks whether the Gemara is backtracking from what preceded. As it gave an answer... has a kasha. If it doesn't use the word Ella, typically it's modifying within that kasha. It's accepted the first teretz, but now has to modify further. When it says Ella, it typically represents a rejection of the previous mahalach, new mahalach. So that's why Ella is one of the... And there are countless. You cannot count them on one hand or two hands or on the hands of probably, maybe even all the people standing in this room right now. The number of machlokas that we've shown them that are totally... Maybe you could, but... is totally upon a sugya read whether the word Garcin and Ella or not. It probably shouldn't be too hard to find them. Like, just search... the Bar Ilan, just on Tosos, for the words Garcin and Ella. Whether low Garcin, Ella, Garcin, Ella, and you probably come up with numerous examples of it. So this isn't dependent upon that, but, because the Gemara didn't, right, so the truth is the word you would have expected, the argument that would, could be made against the Rosh is, Ella, hani min had it said Ella, for sure it would have meant the rejection of the previous Chilk B'Dais Rabbanon. It doesn't, it's not clear whether you would have expected the word Ella in this context if it were. Anyway, be that as it may, take a look at Tosos. Okay, so you want, so the one thing has to be very clear. There are fundamentally two kinds of bitul isur lachatchila. One is much more pernicious, and one of them is much more understandable. Right? There are two kinds of avodah zarah, two kinds of paganism. One are the people who are on the margins, and they turn to avodah zarah because they appeal to the forces of nature to provide. Right? Baal is the god of fertility, so the rain god, so you turn to Baal because you're in danger of drying in the drought. That's one type of paganism. The other kind of paganism is in this week's parsha, Vayishman, Yeshur, and Vayivat, right, where you have everything. Right? It might be the paganism, materialism, right? So this is like a little bit the same thing. Like there's a difference between the person who is ma'ariv l'chatchila, the iser of into the heter just so he can consume it, as opposed to the person who had the poor mazel that the iser fell into the heter, now he's going to lose his heter. So all he really wants to do, he'd be happy just to take a vacuum, if there's such a vacuum existed, and extract the iser, but he can't. So the only way to do it is to be marbe. Right? Clearly there's a difference logically, spiritually you see the difference between the two. And Tosa says, from our Gemara, all you see is that you can be marbe heter on the iser to be matir a tarobes that happened already, doesn't mean you're allowed to be ma'arev b'yadayim l'chatchila. Yet, no, in one case you mix the Isser into Heter to be Mevatalit.
You want to have a mixture with a little bit of...
Whatever it is you want to get more volume, whatever it is you want to get out of it, but you ma'ariv l'chatchila. Whereas the other one, you know, it happened that you're in a bad situation. You're just trying to make the best of a bad situation. So Tosu says, go ahead. Right, so normally so in other words, Truma is the Nisa Daraisa, Tosis is assuming. Here we're dealing only with the Nisa Darabanan. How does he see that from the Mishnah in Trumas, by the way? That's not being Ma'arev L'chatchila. I don't know why he says that. So but it's clear what Tosis says. How he sees that from the Mishnah, I don't know. Vim Tomar, he asks. These are the Igulei Dvela, the Havei Truma de Rabbanan. Why is it Truma de Rabbanan? What's between that and the Mishnah Truma? It's not dug into Yoshua Yitzhar. All the Rishonim, except for the Rambam, pretty much, and there might be a writing in Taras Tonim with a funny sheet there, but all the Rishonim, except for the Rambam, came out, say, Truma min Adarais is only dug into Yoshua Yitzhar. Only, and the way the Ramban says in Chumash, I don't know if it says Vada, I'm not sure others agree with it, only the processed form, only grain, oil, and wine. I don't remember, I think we say Demai and the Rabbanon also. The Rambam holds that all Trumas Peros, Ilan, are also the Reis, I think with the exception of Charuvim. Okay. It's because it's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, not because you're thinking of the bucks or of Tu B'Shvat. Okay. Anyway, so Tosis continues.
So what's the question?
Why there, when we talk about Igulei Truma, the Mishnah says, isn't that Sugin Beitz that's quoted? The Mishnah says if you have, according to Rabbi Elias, Rabbi Yeshua, if you have 300 mouths of bowels, if you have, you know, 200 Igulim, then it can be Ola. If you have 100 igulim, 100 barrels, you know, connected this, it can be Oles, so why do you have to need 100 and just add? Who cares whether there was or not? Why does the Mishnah say it becomes Usser? Why don't you just add? If you're allowed by Nisid Rabbana to be Moses from Mavata. So Tosa says,
The second raya is not a good raya.
Why not?
Because either side, right? The first side, Mar Bar Rav Ashi thought both it's a derabanan and that you don't really need 60. His father said, no, it's you need 60 and it's deraisa anyway.
Right. So nobody would have said. I don't see where you see in Mar Bar Rav Ashi that aim correct at aim Mar Ben Aleim. I agree. It's a Tosfos makes it sound like Chatzishir is only derabanan. We don't pass because Chatzishir is only
derabanan. According to his father, he thought it was derabanan.
Right, maybe. I'm not sure that that's actually... he's saying if your Havamina was... It could have been... Well, I'll accept that even for the moment. I'm not convinced, but...
The first right is the ugly thing.
Correct. Now, there's one problem with Tosfos. Not a problem in Tosfos per se, but a problem with the application of Tosfos. How do you define Ikara Daraisa? That's a very, very tricky question.
Yeah, looks so according to... It's based on Tzal or something else.
Right, in other words... What about, Pas Aklam is one of the examples I think that the Rashba will say is Davar Shikara Drabanan. Why did they make there in Pas Aklam? The answer is because you might come to marry an Andrew. Marry an Andrew is presumably a Siddharaisa. So that's not... So you could say because there's no Pas... See, Truma at least is easy to understand. Right? Truma is an Issa Drabanan...
Cain
Doraisa. It's Mamish Cain Doraisa, right? In other words, produce... You have produce which you have truma on midrabanan, like you do exactly midaraisa. Pas, in other words, it's not a xera x or to y. I would argue that, you know, arguably, halavakum should be not ikar midaraisa, neither gvinas akum. It's a xera that it might come to be done or might become made in a certain fashion, even though the reason for the xera is not to anissa daraisa. The other problem is that there's a funny... I've quoted this to you before. It's a famous Bala Itur. Famous Bala Itur. About Haggadah three times. It's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, I believe, is in the context of Truma. It's in Trumas. And the Yerushalmi says... The Yerushalmi says that you can do Haggadah three times. By Truma, I think because it's the Rabbanon.
Wait, what?
Well, on Klei Cheres. So the Bala Itur derived from that the following. A huge, huge kula. Which is, let's say I have a Kli Cheres that I trafe up. So you know what you do? Wait 24 hours. Now the Isser is only at the Rabbana. Now do Haggala three times. So the Rashba... Tainas, not so pashut, because maybe that only applies by Davar Sheikara the Rabbanan. But Davar Sheikara Midaraisa, you wouldn't say that. So he's assuming that the Yerushalmi by Truma is the Sikara the Rabbanan. We'll deal with that. Incidentally, I never realized, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this thing. He doesn't quote the Balitur, he quotes what's the Rashba. Apparently the Rashba himself agrees with the Balitur in the end. I only discovered this because the Aruch HaShulchan has a kula by certain sveikos by Pesach. Certain kalim where it was a suffix whether or not they would play cheres. So, and he points out that Yerushalmi has the exact same din by chametz. Havgala three times. And so so that's why, as a part of a tzirif, I think he was makel, because only a suffix in the first place, whether or not, you know, with the two Havgala three times or something like that.
You do Havgala three times for Sri
For Davar Shikar Dharan, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you need it three times?
I don't know.
Because it gets out enough, apparently. It's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. Now, the problem, the reason Hagal doesn't work by Klecheris is because Klecheris is in a Yotzimi, they don't feel the Olam. So you can't get everything out, but you can get most of it out, and that's enough. Yehuda?
Why would Chameit be Karami Darabana?
What's that?
Why would Chameit be something that's a Karami Darabana? That would be obviously Xerah.
That makes it difficult to even argue that line. I don't remember if that's why the Rashba doesn't backs out of it. But Chameit is also complicated, because Chameit year-round maybe had Terah. Right, it's a terrible. It's a whole machlokas. Are we showing whether chametz is a terrible or not? But it could be that side.
Two examples that obviously come to mind. Like the one again, like think of it, so, the ger not being able to marry people who are also to him begayuto. There's no deraita as that zera on. It's just that it's low tomer shabbat to Chicago.
Right, but if they are, I would argue it's kain. You know, the isser. I think that's a better, that's the more logical distinction. Except for truma, I don't know. It's very, very hard. And even in the Beis Yosef discussion, which we will resume with tomorrow, you will see. You will see that there is a little bit of a struggle of what is defined as davar sheikara the rabbanon. Okay, but I want to actually read one more thing. Is the rush here? Did I put the rush here? I did. I wanted to see the rush. So skip. Yeah.
What's the question that comes closest to distinguish between
because like truma, we don't say if you don't have 100 igulim. We don't say, the Mishnah doesn't say, add more igulim. Why not? Then it's just the Rabbanan. It can be Mar Balei Mavatla. No, it doesn't. It would be, it says Usser.
Oh, okay. So when Tosfos quotes Gabi Abu Dhabi Chuba, the Rabbanan, that's saying Tosfos.
And the Gemara says that if you don't have 100 pumin in the barrels, it's Usser. You know it's the top eagle of the barrel. You don't have 100 pumin, it's Asurim. Why is it Usser? Just be Mar Balei Mavatla. Okay, so let's just look at the rush very quickly. Let's skip a page. Kind of muksa. The asri lehu rabbanan.
So the rabbanan zir mishum.
You might rip the branches off the trees. Aval, that's why you can't eat peros on Oshrin. It sounds like he holds you need both. My Asherah case, the Rush would say, is Asar. Okay, so that's the Rush read the Sugya. Definitely understands that this simply qualifies the earlier Teretz. It's not simply deflecting a question, but it's a further modification. That's why Ella wouldn't be Shaykh, actually, because it's not rejecting the Chilik of the Rabbanan Daraisa. And therefore, the Rush is Machmir. The Torah is going to quote both Deus. He ends up being Machmir, like his father, I think. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, is not. The Mechaber. The Mechaber, I think, holds like the Rashba, as we will see, and the Ramah holds like the Ran. All right.